In recent news regarding theft and vehicle theft, which is our focus today on crime, it's property crime. These are two of the categories. Four family members, and this is just in the last couple of months, in a string of retail theft, were arrested. A train theft attempted two times in the Cone Pass. $3,000 was stolen in grand auto theft by a homeless man. 13 were arrested in Victoria Gardens for retail theft in that shopping center. And a grand theft of electronics happened. Another crackdown on thefts at Chino Mall. There was a string of sneaker thefts. There was a repeat auto thefts in Victorville, and that is just the beginning. Theft actually is defined as the act of stealing, wrongfully taking, and carrying away the property of another person with the intent of depriving the rightful owner of the possession. Cities in San Bernardino County with the highest rates of theft, starting from 158%, yes, you heard it correctly, to 21% are Green Valley Lake, Edwards Air Force Base, Forest Falls, Fawnskin, Hellendale, Needles, Essex, 29 Palms, Nipton, Baker, and Adelanto. Vehicle theft tended to be more in some of the larger cities in the county, most likely because there are more vehicles in them. And of course, it's the means to steal a motor vehicle or attempt to. The ones with the highest rate, starting from 6.5% to 5%, is Montclair, Bloomington, Rialto, Fontana, Ontario, Colton, Muskoy, Upland, Grand Terrace, DeVore, Chino, and Highland and San Bernardino. So let's pray. Father God, holy, holy, holy is your name. There is no greater name than your name. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no thievery. We ask for your kingdom to be manifest on earth by a decrease in thefts and auto thefts in our county, in our city. We recognize your command states, you shall not steal. Lord, you say, out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. We lift up those whose hearts are full of thoughts to steal and ask that the Holy Spirit that you would convict them before they even try. We pray like Ephesians 4:28 that the theft will no longer steal, but rather let them find work, labor, doing honest work with their own hands so that they may have something to give and to share with those in need. That they would pay back what they stole and feel like a new creature. May it not be brought against them again. We stand in the gap for their salvation and deliverance, knowing those who practice thievery will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we ask them, God, to discover that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. May those whose items were stolen, business owners, retail stores, personal property, cars, possessions, etc., household owners, we pray, Father God, that they would find peace in knowing that these items won't go with us to heaven. But we do pray they get recompensed. And what the enemy has stolen, we pray they get back twofold. We pray if there are thieves being corrupted by the people they hang with, we ask that those relationships to be severed. And that instead that they would find new friends who encourage good citizenry and high respect for the law. Help the law enforcement, Father God, to fight, stop, and put a healthy fear of the law on those committing these crimes. And even those in the courthouse, the judges and the lawyers. We pray also, God, for safety in the apprehension of the police and the criminal. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.